Now we turn to a team of young reporters and producers, all of whom are in middle school, who are enrolled in a program called Baltimore Speaks Out at the Herring Run branch of the Enoch Pratt Free Library. The program is one of several at various city library locations run by Wide Angle Youth Media. It's a nonprofit that teaches city youth how to tell their own stories and become engaged in their communities. We want to shine a spotlight on these creative young people and hear their stories. So here's a report that they've sent us about access to healthy food choices in different neighborhoods here in Baltimore.
I am in the Edmondson Shopping Center in front of the Herring Run Library. Trash is scattered on the ground and cars are whizzing by at a nearby intersection.
I see fast food restaurants. Looking down the street, I can see, I think, a McDonald's. And in the shopping center, I see a China Garden.
Bella Edison has historically been a diverse working class neighborhood, but has struggled since the recession. It is now mostly lower-income African-American community that has been identified as a food desert.
We decided to investigate why this community doesn't have lots of healthy food options.
We talked to Carla Evans, a local resident of Bella Edison, about what is available in her community.
Food options that we have is majority fast food. Sometimes you might can find, there's no farmer's market in there, so it's really not any healthy options. It's important to have healthier food choices because you're growing each day and we have to take care of our bodies with fitness and in what we put into our bodies. The reason why I think some communities have more access to healthier food in Baltimore than other communities is based on the financial class that may reside in those areas.
Neighborhoods in other parts of the city are starting to see changes in their food landscapes. We spoke to Kimberly and Mark Cruz, residents in West Baltimore.
The options that we have in our neighborhood are available now because people are realizing that a lot of the communities around Baltimore City are food deserts, so they're incorporating fresh produce into areas such as farmers markets and produce giveaways so that people will have access to fresh produce.
I guess it's something the residents within the city need to clamor for so that those kind of stores and those kind of restaurants can understand that this is what the people want. Because we all need to be healthier. So healthy food choices help you make better decisions.
We were surprised to learn that there are farms in Baltimore City. We're at the Real Food Farms, a short drive from the library in Clifton Park. The farm supports their local community by running food education programs and delivers fresh produce to nearby neighborhoods.
Outside is open land. I can hear crickets chirping. And I can hear car traffic in the distance.
Right now, we are sitting in a small garden with the farm manager of Real Food Farms, Miss Maisha Taylor.
There is farmland in Charm City. Recently, maybe in the last couple of years, a lot of vacant homes transitioned into vacant lots. So the city has created a program called Adopt a Lot, which allows city residents to adopt a lot to turn it into a You can turn it into a park, you can turn it into a farm. We have urban farms in these communities now that are offering an alternative to like a grocery stores who don't offer fresh produce or, you know, fresh apples or even sustainable meat.
What do you grow on your farm?
On our farm, we grow diverse fruits and vegetables, so we have a fruit orchard of about 100 fruit trees, persimmons, apples, peaches. We pretty much cover the gamut of things you can grow besides citrus fruits.
Now we are more aware of resources available to Baltimore City residents, and we have a vision for growing green spaces.
In order to make the community healthier, I would say we could move some of the restaurants, like move them to like a different area and make like farmers markets where people could go to get healthy vegetables for their kids so they're at least growing up knowing what is good for them to eat.
I think that in order for the Bella Edison community to have better food choices, the people can go down to town hall and demand policymakers to give us access to healthier food at grocery stores, corner stores, and to have more farmers markets.
My hopes for a healthier Baltimore is like have more farm areas, tear down any buildings that aren't used, and like put a greenhouse there or a garden area
where people can come in and plant whatever they want to.
Bella Addison is an example of a neighborhood that could benefit from a farmer's market or programs like Adopt a Lot and Rural Food Farms. We hope that policymakers and community members will continue improving access to healthy food for neighborhoods like Bella Addison.
If everyone works together to have better food choices, it can be a healthier community.
Thanks to the students from the Wide Angle Youth Media Program called Baltimore Speaks Out. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stick around. Coming up later in the program, fashionista Zoe Washington Chef joins me to talk consignment shopping. But first, here's this week's Baltimore story with Gil Sandler.